Shir Chaf Aleph and Sivos continued. Test Keshvin Hetev Shin Men Beis, November 6, 1981, and Friday continued.
Because without the Xerazakosu, or Bihonavshiho, So then, Pikuach Nefesh should be Beichad Nisa of HaMezor also. Without the... So it should be Beichad, the Nisa of HaMezor also. But because of the Chol Nafshecho. So this is a possible Chol Nafshecho, it does not apply to Beleach. That's why Beleach is Mutal HaMezor in order to save his life. Now, so many ask Ikash, I don't think that there is a spirit. Between the Ramban in Milchamis and Sanhedrin, he says, the Ramban in Milchamis and Sanhedrin, so he says, Teda, Sharifu Abir Seva Achnures, Loi Pekim Shashem Nesru, Lifiko Chavopish in Mishabba Abir Yosef, Abad Shor Abir, Shenesru Mitashi, Hutu Abir Satsmo. So he says, that by the three Abiris of the Kachmepesh is not there. And here he says that the reason is why Beleach is Mutalav Lamizor to save his life, because Pikuach Nefesh is Deichet. But in Israel is not Mutar because of the essay of Vatz Lekach B'chol Levov B'chol Nafshe. So it is different. So it appears from this Ramban that the Israel of Lamizor is such, per se, is Nitcheh, Mekmehiach Nefesh. But there is a new Chiyuv. Of the Chonafshah, like the sheet of the smart, that's the sheet of the smart. But the sheet of the smart is contrary to the sheet of the Ramban Muhammad. But I think that there is no steering. The Ramban doesn't say, the Chiyam bin on the Bhima Abira Seywa to the Chiyah Golobe, Hayudashti Yisroel, Shehuzo Ubi Mitzvahs Vinidashti. He says, Shehuzo Ubi Mitzvahs Vinidashti Shemo Kyaho. So in other words, so he means that the Chol Nafshecho is the clarifier of the Halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is not there. The Israel is on it. It's not a new mitzvah of Chol Nafshecho. According to this mark, so Pikuach Nefesh is there in Israel is on it. But it's a new chiyu based upon the Chol Nafshecho. Mitzatav es Hashem. But according to the Ramban, so the Drosh of Chol Nafshecho is the clarifier that Pikuach Nefesh is Nadech HaMizor, and the Ramban is very stubborn. On the contrary, this makshit is a little difficult. I'm not saying very difficult, but it's a little difficult. Because the Gemara darshans from the Posik, perhaps the Lekech of Cholikov, or Chol Nafshecho, or Chol Noidah, the Chol Nafshecho, Atul Nekeres Nafshecho, and the Chol Noidah, Atul Nekeres Nafshecho. So the Bir Agro, in Yerbeh, in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, so he points out that even though the Neitlin Kolmo Mincho, Yesh Lecho Odom, Shabamein Yechov Yimolot Migufe, so the Torah says, Yechov Yudecho, Atul Neitlin Kolmo Mincho, so the Mechaber, in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, in Yerbeh, passes that if an Amos says to a Jew, now you better write work for me on Shabbos. If you don't work for me on Shabbos, then I'll take away all the chosan. Let's say he has $10 million, and the Amos is going to take away all the $10 million, and he will remain a pauper. So the halacha is not only for Chil Shabbos, for every Yisrael. Chilas Neveres, Chilas Peifes. So, and many poskim say even for an Yisrael Rabbanon. There is a shayla in respect to Yisrael Rabbanon. But many poskim say even for an Yisrael Rabbanon. But certainly any Yisrael Reis. So if the Amos tells the Jew, you eat chazer, you eat the veil, you eat trefe, you put on a baguette of shabbos. So if not, I'll take away all your chosen, all your money. Yes, $10 million, and I'll take away everything. You'll have to remain a pauper for the rest of his life. So the halacha is that he's mechuyev to let the Amos take away all the chosen, and not to behave a single aveir of the nisa b'kolasim. In regard to mitzvahs asei, so there is halacha hamivazdis, hamivazdis yesa b'chemish. He's not mechuyev to spend the hinra. Whether he's mechuyev to spend one tenth of the nechosim for every mitzvah, or one fifth is a machlekeh between Rabbi Yeruchem and the Rambam. But hinra not. Mashiachim in regard to Yisuri, he's mechuyev to give away all his money. So how do we know? So the Yerakot says, because of the Droshe of the Chol Meidecho, Yesh Lecho Odom, Shelemein Yechol Mekol Mekufei, Apelunei Tel Kolmo Meicho. So the course says, even though from the same person that we learn how is after Nidya Koma Mincha, so we also learn how after Nidya Koma Napshecha, but the Xeris Akosu after Nidya Koma Napshecha, it applies only to Abizot. But if the course of Nidya Koma Mincha applies to all Yisroel Shvatim. Now, there is no doubt that in respect to the Xeris after Nidya Koma Mincha, so it means that Eidus of Momin is not Beichet and Yisroel the Torah. Not that it is Beichet and Yisroel Shabbos, but Mitzad, the Chiyuv of Abbas Hashem. So he has to let the Arrow stay for his mom. I mean, that would be nonsense. So it goes without saying that in respect to Eidus of Momin, the Xeris HaKosuf of Chomri Decho implies that Eidus Momin is not Deichet and Yisrael at all. So the Melech, in respect to the Xeris HaKosuf, after the Leitons from Avshichot, like the Ramban says, not the way the Smak says, this is mentioned in the Smak. So it's not a new mitzvah of Havas Hashem, but this of the Chol Nafshecho is declaratory of the Aluche that the Kach Nefesh is not there. So in Mele, there is no kasha against, there is no spirit, because many ask as to the spirit between the Rambam Muhammad and the Rambam Hirsch. So why do they ask as to the spirit? Because they assume that the Rambam's pshat is Shite is like the smart that is mentioned in the Torah. No, but the Rambam's Shite is not like the smart. Anyway, so it is interesting that the Ramban asks his kashe. The beginu avere is achmure is yorin wal yavere vim kein amai utalim namun afirutim. So the Ramban does not ask the kashe the way Jesus asks in regard to all the zayutzes. Because the Ramban shite is that the chayvahem applies to the Neach also. But he only asks in regard to Arizona. But the question is, why doesn't the Ramban ask the same kashi in regard to Arizona? Now, from Rashi's Loshi, in Sanhedrin, it's mashma that the whole Abaye, Rashi says, Kone, Vishaya, so he says, like this. Beneach, Muzara Kibish Hashem Onam. So Rashi says, Beneach Muzara Abel Sikhovi, Kiliom Abidawet Mises, Vimom Arabeyo Baal Tehovek, Mitri Yilkanes Hashem Olam. So from Rashi's Loshi, in Sanhedrin it's Mashma, that the whole Abaye in the Gemara, and then the Gemara is teaching, that he is not Muzer to be Mesa Nefesh himself, or Kibish Hashem. So the whole Abaye applies to Arizal. How about Arayz? The Ramban Muhammad is here, in Sanhedrin, so he says that the maskon of the Mori is that Bitzine Ibn Yach is not mechuyev to release a nefesh himself and Abri Zore, nor is he mechuyev to release a nefesh himself for a right. Shlichus Domim, yes, as the Mishnah on the right points out, because Shlichus Domim is based upon Swara, so the Swara of Bachosis applies to Ibn Yach just as it applies to Israel. But regarding Arayas, the Ramban says that not only is Ibn Yach not mitzuve to release a nefesh himself, for the Abir of Abizore, Ibn Neach is not even Mitzuve to be Mesa Nefesh himself, for the Abir of Arayas either, only Shlichus Domim, because it's based upon the Svar of Mechosis. But from the Rashi it's Mashma, that Ibn Neach is not Muzer to be Mesa Nefesh himself, and the Abir of Abizore, Arayas is as we mentioned. So the implication is that according to Rashi, and Abizore, Ibn Neach is not Muzer to be Mesa Nefesh himself. But Arayas, he needs Mitzvah. Because if Rashi should have been that Arayas is not Mitzvah either, why does Rashi limit himself to Arizal? Beneach Muzal is Chavah. But Beneach Muzal Arayas? So Shabbat Domin doesn't mention because of Beneach. He's also the Chuyev to be Mesa Nefesh himself because it's based upon his law of my holiness. But why does he just call out Arayas Chavah? So it's Arayas. It's Arayas from this Rashi. That Anarayas Ebeneach is Mechuyev to Mesa Nefesh himself. Why? Because, and that's the Ramban Shita also. The Ramban says, because And she was going to be Beniyachi, certainly Muzer. He's certainly Muzer to be Mesonefish himself. To Mesonefish himself. Why? Because it's based upon this law of Mechot. Still, the Ramban in Muhammad says that Anarayis, he's not Muzer. So the Ramban must know that even though there is Hekesh between Anarayis and Mitzichhe, but it's not the same thing. In other words, it's not the same thing. In regard to a Shluchus Go, it's not the same thing according to the Ramban. In other words, that by Shluchus Go, so the Meach is Muzer, it's Misanefesh himself, and by Ayas not. Mashiach King Rashi holds that in view of the fact that the Chiyuv of Misanefesh by Ayas is deduced from Shluchus Go, and since Shluchus Go in Pikach Nefesh, and even the Eidus of Pikach Nefesh, is not the Eichad Yisar of Shluchus Go in by the Neach, so the Meir is not the Eichad Yisar of Arayas either. So the Meir is true that the Neach is not Mitzuga al Kiddush Hashem. So it's not Mitzuga al Kiddush Hashem, we don't have to resolve Kiddush Hashem. Because the Yisar of Arayas is not Mitzuga al Pikach Nefesh. Is not even from the Pikach Nefesh, just as the Yisar of Shluchus Go in is not even from the Pikach Nefesh. Mashiach can have the Zorah. Either Rashi Shita is that even by Yisroel, so the reason is why a Yisroel is the Chuyuv to be Mesonefesh himself, even Bitzine, and Abu Zorah is not because of the Yisar of Abu Zorah is not different to Pikach Nefesh. Because since, in view of the fact that according to Rabbi Shmuel, so an Abu Zorah Bitzine, it's Yadav Ayoel, so Rabbi Shmuel certainly holds that the Chayben applies to Abu Zorah. But, so even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it doesn't apply to Abu Zorah, even Bitzine, he's Mechuyim to Mesonefesh himself, so it's not on the basis of Mitzvah of Abu Zorah, but it's on the basis of the Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. So, but Rabbi Shmuel holds Kiddush Hashem is only Mechayim Bifarez with Abu Zorah, even Abu Zorah. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kiddush Hashem is Mechayim. Is Mechayev in Mitzine, in Mitzine. So that's why, since it's the Mechayev is Kiddush Hashem, and Beneach is not Muzer of Kiddush Hashem, so that's why we say that Beneach, if he was forced to be Eli Amizore, he doesn't have to give up his life. Mashiachim Barayas, that is a Hekesh by Mitzichhe, and by Mitzichhe certainly. So Pikach Nefesh and the Eidus of Pikach Nefesh is Nadir and Yisra Arayas, is Nadir and Yisra of Mitzichhe. So the Mele Arayas is analogous to Shevetonim. But Abizoreh, so Pikach Nefesh is there. That's one way of explaining Rashi. Another way of explaining Rashi is that maybe Rashi is like the Ramban. According to the Ramban, so by Israel, so Pikach Nefesh is not the Israel of Abizoreh. Not only it's not the Israel of Arayas. But why? Because we have Israel Sakosu, or the Chol Nafshecho, after the Nitro Esnafshecho. And the Zakosu for Nitro Esnafshecho is the glory of Yaloche, that by Yisroel, Pikach Nefesh is not Eichel Yisrael Bezore. But that Zakosu is with Yisroel Remo. That Zakosu of the Chumre. Not with Mineya. So that's why the Rashi applies the Abay of Bimore only Gaba Bezore, but with Gaba Arayis. So Rashi Shiti is that the Beneach is Mechuyev to be Mesonefesh himself. All right.
Amazing Sibyl Shud Al Cheshun Eitov Shem Mem Beis, November 8, 1981, Sunday continued.
We have a meeting, we'll go a little beyond that. Involved in Sibyl, we have a too long a time. But I just want to mention those who are here the first year this year, I don't want to give them a little chine because there are very few, but there will be an old chine a week from this coming Wednesday in order to give them time to learn. And everything we covered, I mean, since the beginning of this month. I mean, 2 o'clock, a week from the coming Wednesday. So if you'll have enough time to go over all the shul and all the more and the shame that we discussed. At 2 o'clock, a week from this coming Wednesday. Now I want to discuss the Shittas HaRambam regarding Yod Vayam, and then also the Yeres Shittas Hashem, where the Rambam passed him. I mean, when the Jews were not cleared to give up their life, and they were allowed to say that Mahmed was a Nodi. I mean, this Yeres Shittas Hashem has to be. Now let's see the Shittas HaRambam. How the Rambam passed this to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, in Perikei, Yuches, you see that here. Kol Beis Yisrael mitzvah al kibud Hashem Avodu Hazeh Shenem Hidash Vesehem Hei Yisrael. Umizorin Shalim Lechalolu. Shenem Avu Yitzchalolu. Hashem Kod Shiketa Tishyami Yudu Tehobim Viyem Yisrael Yisrael Yavir Lachas Mekomitzi Samu Lepapir. Oy Yavir Yavir Vahu Yorin. Shenem Avu Yitzri Tashiyaseo Yitzumodu Lechaybem. Lechaybem 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 והמד רואים אמורים, נראו יצודת ברמה משיקת, ותפייז לסמר בשמצאו, ותזמיה ודחנו לדעת. והמד רואים אמורים בשור מצווה, חוץ מהבזכון בגלרי ושורדון, אבל שור ישביר וצאירו עם ים, הרי יעביר הלחס מהנו את יהורי, יהורי כבר יעבר. והמד רואים אמורים בזמן שיכולים נסחבים לנו את עצמי, כי גאים שאון סיירי בני סלידי סי בשבס, או אם יבשו יתאפשרי, או יאון עשישו לביה, וחיי צוות. אבל אם נסחבנו להעביר על המצוות בלבד, אם הוא יבינו בנאצמי ושעשור מישראל יאבר ויאבר, ואם מונסי להעביר לבשור מישראל יאבר ויאבר, ואפילו נסחבנו להעביר על המצוות משור מצוות בלבד. וכל הדברים האלו שלוי בשעת הצעירות, אבל בשעת הצעירות הוא שיאמר מלך חושר כאילו חנצה וחברו, ויזבזיר על מישראל ובקודוסו ממצוות מן המצוות. יאבר ויאבר, אפילו הלחס משור מצוות, בינינס בשי חסורו, בינינס ביני לביני וכחוב. כל מי שנמה ביעב אבל יורי בינר הגלויות הארץ ומסחי בנפשי. וכל מי שנמה בוי, יורי ביעב בינר הגלויות הארץ וכיבי של השם. ואם הוא יובה עשורו מישראל הארץ וכיבי של השם ברבי, כאילו מי יוחנן משול עזר לרבי כיבי וחביר. ואילו ינערו ימאו כושי מיילו על מרוסו, ועלי נמה כולך ורבי פעלים נחשב מקצי טיפו. ועלי נמה כיסו לחסי לקירסי פריסי על איזרח. וכל מי שנמה ביורי ויעביר, ויעובר ולוי מהרד, אך ימחל את השם. אם הוא יבשור מישראל אז יחיל את השם ברבי, וביטל מצססה שיקיל את השם, ויעובר על מצס לאיססה שיחיל את השם, ואף על פיכם, ושעובר באינס, אימהו כנעיסה, ויצור חלימה שיממיסי נעיסי בזדן, אפילו הור עד באינס, שאימהו כאילו ממיסים אלוהים וברצינו יורעידים ועשרוי, שנמה בזניסים יזר אל המלך, ונוסעתי אני אספון העברים שהו, מפי השמוע לומדו, הרו לו יונוס ולו אישי לברו אימותה, ומיים הבלסכחובים שיחרו לו מנהקר, הועי וירעיסו ואין סנחה את קורץ, ונצור חלימה מססבזנו, כאורכים לו ראשון מיצס אמור את בתאו, ובערה יסועים אלו הנער לסעס את דובו, אבל יוכל למעלה את נפשי ובריח מתחת אל המלך הראשו, ונעי זה, הנה הוא ככלב שוב על קיר, והוא נקרו אלי לה בזכורים במזי, והוא נתחת מנועים המבוא וירד למדרגה התחתין השוגן. This is the only place in Yer HaZokho where the Rambam mentions the term Gen. In all of Yer HaZokho, the Rambam doesn't mention Gen. When he discusses the Chashuvah, those who have Chalek Abbo, those who do not have Chalek Abbo, but he doesn't mention Gen. And because of that, so there were some in the days of the Rambam who accused him that he didn't believe in Gen. But anyway, this is the only place in Yer HaZokho where the Rambam mentions the term Gen. Now, in Pirsha Mishne Chilek, he discusses what Gen means. But in Yer HaZokho, that's the only place. And there are certain manuscripts where this clause does not even appear. והוא נדחק מלאים ומבוא בעיר ומדריג התחתים השוגן עם דוזן כדמתי. But the question is, what does the Rambam say here? אבל אם יולי, אבל אם יוכל למעל את נפשי, ולהתבריח מתחס יד המלך הראשו, ונעשה, הנה הוא ככלב שוב על קיר. והוא נדחוי לזה, נזכובי במייזי. Whether we are there is not exactly or above here, but we are pressured anymore, we are not there is, but that appears in the Rambam, that he is considered to be a common belief, if he can escape. Now, what kind of a chiddush is it? Naturally, in other words, the Rambam shittim is that even under Averis, whether Elohim is Yehoreh or Yahweh, but if he was a Averis, so he is part of a bunch, because the non who see it, anonymous. Why is he anonymous? Because he was forced under the threat of being killed. So that gives him a dinonus, even though he had the clear options, and he can choose to let himself be killed, but a dinonus he had. So why? Because it says the portion. But naturally, if anonymous will tell you, you be Michal Shabbos, not only on this other, you be Michal Shabbos, if you're not Michal Shabbos, then I'll take away all your assets, all your nechosim. You'll become a pauper. You'll have to be mechazer atzochim. So the Elohim is a dim shechon Elohim, simen kufin and zayin. V'ab shem lekech mechol lebof, chol naf shechol lefchol meidecho, afi ulemeitil es kol domeincho. Even if he's an odom shech, she momei lechol lo av mikupay, there are certain people. Certain people, whether justifiably or not, who are hosts al momein om yis amigufo, who are ready to risk their lives in order to protect their assets. There are certain people like that. So even if someone is that kind of a person, so he's mechuyev to give up all his money, not to be either on any yis of the Torah. That's the tira sakosu. In other words, that's the tira sakosu of chol meidecho, at your maker as chol momeincho. So that implies that he only has a din onus if the Anos is ready to take away his life, but if the Anos is ready to take away his property, and he'll remain a pauper, he doesn't have a din onus. So, why does the Rambam have to tell us, if he can escape, if he can emigrate from that country, and he doesn't, so then he's a kecholim b'meizi. Naturally he's a kecholim b'meizi. But it seems that the Rambam mentions another halacha. And on that halacha is not a shidduch poshut. Now the mere dimensions today is the mere intellect. וכן חיוב תחיסס אינם ביקורת, אלו שהוא בעיד השחיל השם, ומכל מוקד הוא יוכל לבריח ולשום את מייסי עבירו, ולא יוסו, הרי זה מייסי גומו, אלו שעבזו ישמרים, שאיבז ממיסי מייסי, ויש חלקין על פרישי נורים אשר ממיסי מייסי, עם אסר ולמה של חיוב מייסי, אבל אין את מייסי. So, the mere mentions here are three sheets. One sheet day is the sheet of Rambam, one shita is the shita Rambam, that even an abdizor and gilarayas and even shichas domo, so the aloha is yoy or yavi, but suppose the Anos told Ruben, you kill Shimon, otherwise we'll kill you. So he's mechuyev to let himself be killed. But he didn't bring that sacrifice, and he killed Shimon. So he's potter of one Shimon. Because if he knows it, even though, I mean, my position, why should his life be more precious? But that's human nature. A human being is instinctively more close on his life than on the other fellow's life. So remember, he has a dinos. He has a dinos. That is Shiras Aram. But that's only if he couldn't be Bereach. But if he could be Bereach, and he doesn't, then he doesn't even have a dinos. Then he's highly said, of course, it has to be with a soya, maybe, but he does not have a dinos. Then the mere mention of the Shite, that's the Shite of the Ramah and the Rav of David. Rav of David's Shite is that by the Zohar Gelarayas Shechazoni, if he wasn't with a nefesh himself, so then he's Chayimis. Rav of David says, in regard to Chil Shabbos, so even though, let's say, it's a Shashashmah or Mishab Mavirek and Mifares, so he's mechuyev to give up his life. Let's say Yanus is mischabim la'avir yalchil Shabbos, and in Pharisee always is Hashmat. He's mechuyev to give up his life. And suppose he doesn't give up his life, and he's in Chal Shabbos. He's in Chal Shabbos. So then he's part of a bunch. Because Pikach Nefesh is deichel misa of Chil Shabbos per se. But he's only mechuyev bishat Hashmat, or b'Pharisee, mischab la'avir, mitzad, Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. So for Chil Hashem, for being the back of Kiddush Hashem, one is not Chayim Nisei. And Michaleo Meis Yumos, that's for the Nisei of Misasek HaMelocho. But insofar as the Nisei of Misasek HaMelocho is concerned, insofar as the Nisei of Misasek HaMelocho is concerned, so that Pikuach Nefesh is there. But Bishas Hashmat, he is Mechuyev, to give up his life mitzat Kiddush Hashem and mitzat Chil Hashem. But for being mevatel Kiddush Hashem, for being eved al miser of Yisrael Hashem Kodshi, there is no Chil Mise. Chil Mise there is for the avere of Misasek HaMelocho, but the miser of Misasek HaMelocho is nidchen b'gachot. That seems to be the Mekosha. That's what Rav Rodovi says. So Rav Rodovi agrees with the Rambam with regard to Shorabim. Even if it is a situation where he is mechuyev to the mitzvah of himself, but since it's not on the score of the Chil or Yisya, that the Yisya is not Yitche, but it's on the score of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, so maybe if he was a Meir, so he was either allowed. But we say it's what? Rav Rodovi says, Mashim Kim vis-a-vis. Avin Zohar Yilachai Shechazomim, so there the Yisya itself is not Yitche, as the Rambam says in Muhammad, the Yisya himself is not Yitre. So the Mele, if he was a Mele, he's Chayim Yisya also. So what does the Rambam say? But Onus Rachmane Patre, that means Onus. If somebody is Miami, he's in Aram Rosso, what could you do? But here, he has Pira Hopshis. It's not easy to give up one's life. Of course it's not easy. And to give up all the money is easy. It's not easy either. But since the Aloch is of Chomri Odecho, after Nekil Goma Meinchot, so Mimele he doesn't have anything of onus. So here too, Rav David says, since in regard to Avi Mizore, and in regard to Arayes in Shukhazodim, there is a loche, the Mitzat Prevet, the Yis, Prena or Yisya, so the Yisya of Avi Mizore is not Mitre. So he's not an onus. What kind of an onus is it? Just because there is a heart, for God there is a heart. But onus means he couldn't help it. If somebody is Yanis Naram Rosso, she's an onus. But here is Pira Hopshis, so maybe he's not a loss. But the Rambam Shite is not like a Rav Rodovi. Even though he has Pira Hopshis, so he's not an onus gomo. But a dinonus he has. Now, I want, but a Rav Rodovi and the Ramach Shite is that since the Yisrael is not Mitre, So Mele is not even considered an onus, and he doesn't even have a dinonus. He doesn't even have a dinonus. Now, I just want to point out, even what the Rav Rodovi says is not such a double portion. Because we discussed so many shittes of Hashem in Yon Yaver, so we are able to understand the shit of Don Hashem. Rav Rodovi says that vis-a-vis Chil Shabbos, Shon Yisroel Shabbateiro, that Pikvach Nefesh is there. But Shaza Shvad is Mechuyot to the Misa Nefesh. Mishav La'avir and Paresye is Mechuyot to the Misa Nefesh. So then, if he's not Misa Nefesh himself, he's Potter of Misa, because there is no Chiyu Misa for the Misa of Tula Hashem. That is true according to the Shikha of Rav Dovi. But it's not true according to the Shikha of the Smart, the Tesis Na Mizore that we always mentioned. Tesis Na Mizore, Tesis Na Mizore that we always mentions the name of the Smart in regard to a case where the Amos told Ruben, you will be able to your own behemoth. You will be mishtachre to your own behemoth. If not, I kill you. And then he was mishtachre to the behemoth. So the Gemara says, Loi kashe, kam bitzi, hakel holi b'chol yisok. Ukshom ma'akosu. According to the smart would be chilek, even on a rav gadol. Because the Gemara says, Elo ma'akosu, hakel holi b'chol yisok. Ukshipor ma'akosu b'chai 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 that you made it. Hokeitzad, hobitzine, behobifares, hobitzine, behobifares. So, Smag explains it. He says, Hokepiroshi, Oma, what the half of you call this hobby? They now shall be missing. Kishay, not the high word you're saying, it's in any call we call. They now shall be missing. I go home in the hobby, yes, in the whole Apshaw, she is in the Ratsley, after the whole missing. Kidon at a better price. Kishay, not Mr. Howell, will have to be whole way by the Faresia. They now shall be missing. Hurry, so you may be Faresia. So that means that the Faresia, well, he is the Huyer to the Mr. Efficient, so for Abizor, and the score of Hilashem. Not on the score of the Yisr HaMizor. Because according to the Smart, the Yisr, Pikoach Nefesh is Deiched Yisr HaMizor. But, and Bitzine is Mechuyot to Yisr Nefesh himself because of the Yisr Vahatsh Mechiyah Mechol Vof Konapshe. But there is no Yisr. But the Maresye, he is Mechuyot to Yisr Nefesh himself because of the Yisr of Chil Hashem. So since he is Mechuyot to Yisr Nefesh himself, because of Chil Hashem, so the male, if he's not misrepresenting himself, this Max says, he'll be Chayiv Nisim. But the question is, Chayiv Nisim for what avera? For the Yisr of Chil Hashem. And if somebody, if an Orthodox Jew lies to Goyim, so he's also the Chil Hashem. So he's Chayiv Nisim. He's not Chayiv Nisim. There is no Chayiv Nisim for the Yisr of Chil Hashem. So here, since the Yisr of Al-Rizore per se, the love of Nisim is Nitrim to Kaddish. But Bifaresye, he is Mechuyot Misa Nefesh because of the Yisr of Chil Hashem. So why should he be Chayiv Misa? Since when is there a Chiyuv Misa for Chil Hashem? So we explain in the Shita of the Smart that he agrees with the Shita of the Rav Netam, that Nun Zayin Sochin. So the Shita of Rav Netam, that Nun Zayin Sochin is that he wrote in Esed Yechaleitzes. Rav Netam says it in regard to Esed Yechaleitzes. Now, there is a lot to be finished because of Shem Chamir Yam. So suppose somebody was Sheikhel Echayor or Itzipe. And he has no offer. And the only way to obtain offer is to be finished the karki. But he has no instruments. He cannot be finished the karki with his hands. It's impossible. It's physically impossible to obtain offer by being finished the karki with his hands. But he has a share in the Chamir, and they are more handy, and they can be chirish and obtain no offer for him. But he has to be chirish with share in the Chamir Yadro. But that's a lot of the said, you are not allowed to be chirish with share in the Chamir Yadro, climbing the Behemo. So, Bavendo, so it's a lot of the said, so in the case where it's indispensable for the Kiyum of Mitzvah of Kisra Adam to be chirish with share in the Chamir Yadro, so then the Gemara in Tzokhi says, the Eser of Kisa Adam is the love of Misachri Vishem Chamei Lav. So he's allowed Eser Yechel Eser. But suppose, Rav Netam says, that is if it is the Misachri. But suppose in Sheikh Yitzipay or in Chayo Anion. And he, so he's the Chuyat in Chasin Dan. He doesn't have any offer prepared. But in order to obtain the offer, he has to be chirish in the karka, b'shem chamer yardo. So that will involve two problems. One problem with the law of the sachim b'shem chamer yardo. Had it be Israel. So the Israel Israel Adam would be the Khalabu Zahir Shahamidam. But it's a Yomtev, and Yomtev, oh, there is another issue of Kodun Lochel Yosef. That Yomtev, you are not allowed to do in Lochel. And that's an Esser Nelesis. And the Yeser Nelesis is an Esser. So the Esser Israel Adam is capable of being the Khalabu Zahir Shahamidam. But it's not capable of being the Khalabu of Lochel of Yomtev. So suppose, so he's not allowed to be Chirish. Because it's Lisa Sedeset. Suppose, so Amitam says, suppose he was Chirish, Bishir Chamir Yarbov. So not only is he hired Malkis for the love of Loche Yote, Amitam says that when Zion Tzochi, he's hired Malkis for the love of Misachis, Bishir Chamir Yarbov also. But why? Why should the Chayav at all, insofar as the love of Zahir Shem Chamei Yadav? That's only a reason, not an essay, but not an essay. So, the essay of Kisadam is capable of being Vichet, and had it been an Yimachayo, not a Yomtev, he would best do a telling, be a Yubichet Shem Chamei, essay of Yichet Shem Chamei. But since it's a Yomtev, and the Tchiyah couldn't take place, the Tchiyah anyway, so mainly there is no Tchiyah how, even on the Israel of Zahir Shem Chamei Yadav. So what is the Shita from the Tam? The Shita from the Tam is not only in Esed Yechalet, it's in all Tchiyas, it's all that they call it. That when can there be a din of Tchiyah? Only if the Tchiyah can be realized with Tchiyah in practice. But if the Tchiyah for some other reason, it cannot be realized, so then even the Yitzhah, that on a theoretical level, could be in Tchiyah. But since there is an Adam Neah, because there is another Yisrael, the Yisrael of Loche Yomtev, which prevents him from carrying out Chiyah B'Teyah, so in Mele, Chiyah is not Chal, even on the Yisrael of Misachir B'Shev HaMei Yadav. So Ramadan Shite is not only Shite Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael. It's a Shite in Chiyah Kodatel Kodatel. So that is the Shite of the Smak. The Smak says that if somebody, that according to the Smak, if an Anos, will force a Jew to be Mechal Shabbos. Not the Pharisee and his Chavra here. So he has to be Mechal Shabbos. Because Pekach Nefesh is Beichet, the Yisrael of Mitzachik on Locha. But suppose Anos will force him to Shafashmar, the Pharisee, Mitzchad Rabire, he is Mechuyev to be Mitzchad Nefesh himself because of the Yisrael of Chir Hashem. And suppose he wasn't Mitzchad Nefesh himself, his Chayev Yisrael, he will be Asroi and Kavot Asroi. But, of course, if there is no Asroi, Kavot Asroi, you cannot get Nisei. But Kores will be Chayiv anyway. Kores doesn't require. So the Chayiv Nisei will be Chayiv Kores for Chil Shabbos. But how can the Chayiv Nisei be Kores for Chil Shabbos? The Yisrael of Chil Shabbos is Nitre. The answer is, the Yisrael of Chil Shabbos per se is Nitre. But in this case, there cannot be Tchiyah B'Teyah. On account of another Yisrael, of his Chalosh and Kochi. Since there cannot be clear the payout, so the Mele, Pikach Nevesh is not there for you. That's the Shita of the Smart. So the Mele, according to the Smart, would be Chil Karabach of David. And the Smart would say, the Smart would say, even in the Gart of Chil Shabbos, where there is, if Pikach Nevesh is there for normally, but if it is a situation where he is there for his Nevesh himself, because of the Israel of Chil Hashem, so the Mele, since there cannot be clear the payout of the deed, the Chachile, so the Mele, even the Yisrael of Chil Shabbos is not clear. But Harav Reb David obviously disagrees with the Shita of Ramadan. That's why Harav Reb David says, Harav Reb David, he was a Talmud of the Ramban. So that's why Harav Reb David says that by a Shabbos, no other Yisroel should be Teiro, even if he was Mechuyev to be Mislevish himself, and he was not Mislevish himself, he's part of a Banshin, because insofar as Yisroel Chil Shabbos, or Mideira, or Trefe, or any Yisroel is concerned, that was Mitre, but he was Mechuyev to be Mislevish, because of Yisroel Chil Hashem, for Chil Hashem there is no Mislevish, he rejects the Shita from the Tam. So, that's the Shita of Rabbah, but with Gabi Arizor, the Raish Kozomi, where there is no freedom because of him or Yisrael, so even if he was forced under the threat of being killed, so he still had Yisrael, because according to the Rambam, he has a dinobonus, since he did it under coercion, and the alternative would be to let himself be killed. According to Rabbah Dovi, since he had clear options, and it was within his control to give up his life, so he doesn't have it in us. But in the case, the Biri says, so in the case in Yochel with Reach, we show it me Sadeo, the Loyoso, Harinzen is in Gomo, Eloshal, the Zuy in Shemin, Shem Bezdin in Missinese. But the Rambam says that he will come the Mason, so Bezdin is in Missinese. The Yesh Helkin, the Yesh Helkin, so the Yesh Helkin of the Shem. So that's the Ramach, and the Rav Rebbe. But the Yesh Helkin of the Shem, Lema Shem Nisinese. But El Shabbizu Yeshem Yeshem Bezmi Nisinese. Even if he had the alternative to escape. So Sefer Mizagoyes, Rabbam Sefer Mizagoyes says, King Yiren Rambam, you can see that in the Pirikei Awar Adawan, but I don't know why he says King Yiren Rambam, when the Rambam says explicitly, Harizhe Abu Yochel Yifreyach, Harayu Kikelek Shok Mikiei, Varizhe Kachon Bemezi, Vyere to Matriya Tachpinu Shogeni. How can you say that there is Rambam? I don't know why Rabbam Sefer says King Yiren Rambam. That's not the Shit of the Rambam. The Shit of the Rambam means that Mimisi may say, but it's another Shit. Now the Rivosh mentions in Achreches Aposki, regarding the Anusim of Svora in 1492. So, Queen Isabella di Machmo, so she issued a decree that any Jew who wants to remain in Spain, he has to embrace Christianity. Otherwise, either he'll be killed by the Inquisition, he'll be burned by the Inquisition. So she gave them a few months' time within which they were able to emigrate from Spain. But once that they arrived and they didn't emigrate, then they had no choice of emigrating. Then the choice was either between embracing Christianity or be killed by the Inquisition. By the Inquisition. So now, The deadline happened to be in 1492, Antishabot. The deadline happened to be, I don't know what day it was in the civil calendar, but that was the same day that Columbus left Spain and that led him to America. But it was Antishabot, that was the deadline. So now, the question is, there were a number of Jews who did not take advantage of leaving Spain before the Tishabot of 1492. And then after Tisha B'Av in 1492, so they were sorry that they didn't leave Spain. They were sorry. But then they had no other alternative except to let themselves be killed by the Inquisition. So the question is, those Jews who even after Tisha B'Av in 1492, were happy that they remained and they didn't emigrate, they certainly did not have a din of Anusim. No doubt. They had a din of Nizidim and the Apostolates. Now, most Poskim agree with the Shittas Rambam that even though it's Yoreh or Yaveh and Avizore, but if it's over the Rune, Arati has a din of us. And the Poskim are Ochet, the Kashfats, the Rivosh, I mean, they were Machshir, the Anusim, the Maranos Rehidis. That was the question whether the Maranos and only see special ladies, or not. So, according to our Rabbah, they were post-ladies. They were Mishoim. They were not a Lucy. Why? They wanted to preserve their lives, well, but there is your reality. But most Poskim were Machiel and Rambam, that even though he's Mechuyat of Mizanetesh, but they did not lose yet. If he does it under coercion, and the alternative would be to let himself be killed, so he has a Din of Onus. He has a Din of Onus. As a matter of fact, I mean, I don't want to mention names, but they were certain very Israel who in 1492, so they were children, they were 6 years old. So their parents didn't want, you know, to let themselves be killed. So Melee, so they remained there. But then when they became older, so they managed to leave Spain. One was of the Billy Apostle, I don't want to mention him, because in Montjuic, someone mentioned it to him that Strema Sefer Hussein is a child of 6 years, so then he recommended why he mentioned it to him. But, so the question is, those Jews who did not leave Spain when they had an opportunity to leave Spain and go in exile to Portugal, to Turkey, to any country where they could go, and they didn't go. But then, after the Tisha B'Av of 1492, they were sad, but they couldn't help it. And then they still could help it, but only by letting themselves be killed. So, did they have a Dino Balusim or not? So the Mivosh mentions there was a Machlokes. Apparently, this is the Machlokes Rishonim. This is Machlokes Rishonim. In other words, when the Mir says, Rashabazu Yishenim, she invested in Lissin, they say, she invested in Lissin, they say, he doesn't mean, Besdin in Lissin, they say, that if the last moment, when he's in the Amazore, he has an alternative of going into exile, so he has a deal of bonus. What kind of an honor is it? He has a deal of bonus only if the alternative would be getting killed. But if the alternative is to go in exile, that's like Komomenko, that's just a difficult circumstance. Only if the alternative is be killed, that gives him a demons. But if the alternative is going into exile, not. So what does he mean? And we call him Yochel Yitreachu Yishomit Leizi Adebo. We also have his lazy gomo. Have his lazy gomo. So what does it mean, have his lazy gomo? It means, if before he was able, like the Jews in Spain, so they had a 3 month period within which to go into exile. And then the last moment they didn't have the alternative as we had. So according to the Rambam, even in such a case, and you'll see from the Yerushalayim Hashem, even in such a case he does not have a deal of bonus. Even though at the last moment when he's able to resolve, at the time of the Maisa Avera, he is a bonus, but since he could have avoided it, so he doesn't have a dinonus. He doesn't have a dinonus. But then there is a shite, so he says, Al-Buzu Yishayim Shaybezim and Isinese. So he doesn't mean, even if at the time of the Maisa Avera he has an alternative of escaping, then there is no such shite that he's not a nonus. Then of course he's not a nonus. Then there is no such shite that he's still a nonus. Then of course he's not a nonus. But if the last minute at the time of the Maisa Avera, he has no choice except letting himself be killed. So then the Rambam says that in view of the fact that before he had an alternative of escaping, but he waited till the last minute and then he has no other alternative except letting himself be killed, so he will become lazy. Honest means even to have been honest. In other words, because he couldn't have avoided it except by letting himself be killed. But he could have avoided it without letting himself be killed, just sustaining hardships of goodness. So then he doesn't have any bonus. And the answer we say, since at the time of the Maisa Avera, so the other alternative would be only to be killed, so maybe he had any bonus. He had any bonus. So that's the Machlokes. That's the Machlokes issue. Now, so we have so many shikas. We have the shike of the Rambam, and we have the shike that the Miri mentions, that which is more than the Rambam, that even if at first he had an alternative of escaping, but then at the time of the Maisa Avera he had no other alternative, so he still has his moments. Now, we find a similar Machlokes Hashemim in Ksuvet at the beginning of Emun Aretz. So, I don't want to go over it, but in Shilkubetz's Daf Lamed, you'll find that Machlokes Hashemim. we should regret it that one. Death deals with the situation as follows. Let's say, Shimon says to Reuben, Shimon is a kid. Shimon is a zar. So a zar is not allowed to eat truma. He's not allowed to eat truma. He's chayav misa mishamayim. If a zar eats truma. So Shimon the zar says to Reuben, you push down truma into my disabled. You push it into my disabled. And then Reuben starts pushing it. He starts pushing it until it reaches such a stage that it is already so far in the savages that at that time they just in 1 second so it will be swallowed by him. But then at that moment when he's on the verge of swallowing, he says, no, I'm sorry, I don't want to eat truma. I don't want to eat truma. And then Reuben doesn't listen to him. He says to him, you told me to do it, I'm doing it, you cannot change your mind. So he pushes it out. So there is a machlokes rishonim whether he has a din of anonymous or he doesn't have a din of anonymous. So you have a similar machlokes. You have a similar machlokes. In other words, whether the maisabeli is done when he swallows the tumor. The putting of the tumor in his mouth, he can keep it in his mouth 24 hours. He is not in the tumor. It's only when he goes down to this appeal. So, in this case, so she regrets that one in Suvis, mentions Machlokes Rishonim. So there is one she cares that he has a din of anonymous. Why? Because at the time when he told me, push it down into my disappear, then it was not anonymous, then it was the Rotsi. But then he didn't eat it. And when he's eating with that bear, when he swallows it, so Reuben already pushes it into his disappear against his will. So my hagel leva. So that's the machlokes. So, what is it? Well, no. If Reuben will listen to him, Reuben is in a position to take it out. Reuben has his finger. So, deep in his mouth. And if Reuben will listen to him, so then he can take it out, he will not swallow it. But Reuben doesn't want to listen to him. It's too late, he says. You told me so. So at the time of the Maisavere, when he swallows it, he's anonymous. But he could have prevented it by not telling Reuben to push it into his bitami. So the Mele, some Rishonim say that he is not anonymous, and some Rishonim say that he is anonymous. So with Ruth is the same machlokes rishonim. In other words, where someone, the case that the Mele mentions, where let's say in Sivri, let's say, so if a Jew in Spain had the opportunity of going into exile. Now on Tisha B'Av, you know, he has no alternative of going into exile, but only of letting himself be killed, be burned at the Inquisition, and that's honest, because if that is the only alternative, so still some Rishonim say he's not honest. Some Rishonim say he is anonymous. So you could say, those Rishonim say over there, he is anonymous. So we say here, he's also anonymous. And those Rishonim say over there, he's not anonymous. We say in the case where Reuben is pushing the tumor into the sabri of Shimon, when Shimon is chavote, and he's screaming that he should push it, so he's not anonymous either. You could say that. But it's possible that one is not always the other. Of course, it goes without saying. Those Rishonim who say that even in the case where Reuben pushes down the tumor into the sabri of Shimon, when Shimon is screaming, please don't do it, I'm sorry, I'm a mistake. So, and still he's not anonymous, so they'll certainly say in the case of the Jews who are teachable, felt sorry that he did not escape in here in Sydney in Tamils, that they are certainly not a loose. Masha'im came, the Rishonim, even the Rishonim, who say over there that he is anonymous. So maybe only over there there is anonymous. Because the last moment when he does the Maisavere, there is nothing he can do, he's beyond his control, what don't you? He's screaming on top of his lungs, and he's fighting Reuben. And he wants to prevent the swallowing of the tumor into the bisaglia. But Rubin pushes it into his bisaglia about co-collection. So, the male, somebody should say, at the time of the bisaglia, he's anonymous because my eye will never. That doesn't mean that in respect to the Jews who were able to go to exile in Nia and in Sith and didn't. And did my teaching of they are still able not to be like Israel, not to shmat themselves. But then the alternative is to get killed. So maybe even the Mishaim who say that famine, that he has anonymous, because the last minute he's anonymous God of my Havu Meva. Mashaim came here, where in the last moment he's not anonymous God. He's still only a demonus. So wait till he has a demonus. If at no time he had no other alternative, but if at the time before he had another alternative to go into exile, he doesn't even have a demonus. So, in other words, so the Rishayim who say that he's not anonymous in the case of the Besabriye, so we will certainly agree that he is an evidant disorder, the lazy, foolish Rambam. But in the Rishayim who say that over there he has a demonus, so maybe it's because the last moment of the time my Sabere is an honest goal of my Hagel Reba is beyond his control. But in this case, in the last moment, he is mechuyev to give up his life. And he has a choice. But it's a hard choice. So if at no moment he had any other alternative except to give up his life, then it would give him a demonus. But since before he had another alternative of sustaining the hardship of exile and didn't do it, and even now he's not an only shomo, so maybe they'll agree with Shiva Rambam. Alright, the Rambam says that though even without Abizor, the Rai of Shiva Zomo, that if he was even going there, he's put on a bunch. Why? Because now it's Asgore. Because he's anonymous. He did not lose it. So we would expect the Rambam. I mentioned the Rambam several times already. Agahur. Then the same thing the Rambam should say in regard to Chaloy. If somebody is a Chaloy and the doctor say that anyway before, he doesn't have any before except for the Avera of Amdizor, the Rais, the Dominic. Which is dominant. In other words, let's say, suppose someone is very sick. He's very sick and he needs a blood transfusion. But only the blood of a certain person is good for him. Will enable him to recover. But, and if the blood is taken out from that other person, the other person will die. So of course, it's your boy Abel. So suppose it's over Brunera. So the Rambam says, ancient will be built. So the question is, why is this different than the case of Anosi? So I mentioned that there is a machlokes between the Yosemeach and the Tokeles Hamishi and the Yav HaMelech. The Yav HaMelech, that's the grandson of the Nevi Yehuda, and the Rebbe of Segel Lami, the grandson of the Nevi Yehuda. The Yav HaMelech and Rambam, that is never shared the same. So the Yosemeach says that the reason as to why the Rambam distinguishes Chaloi from Anosi, because when can we consider the nonus, a dinonus, when there is actual curse in mindfulness? So Kabanosi, so he's forced, he's cursed. But the Khaira, no one curses him to kill the other fellow, but in order to save his life, he draws out the blood from the other fellow. There is no Maizaitis, so he cannot tell the demons. That's what they are saying. In other words, in order to have a demons, there must be mindfulness. Not if he has a device of redeeming his life through the tzichet. That doesn't give him a demons. This is what he also says. But the Kelsamishne and the Yad HaMelech, they say another chapter in the Rambam. In other words, they say it doesn't make any difference whether there is a miserliness or not a miserliness. As long as the alternative would be death, some male he has a demons. Whether the reason it might say it or not. But by Chere, by Anosim, so it's Ivadai. If he doesn't kill, so the Anos will kill him. So he has a demons. But by Chere, alright, the doctor says If he doesn't draw out the blood from that, the fellow will die. But sometimes doctors are correct in their diagnosis, in their prognosis, in their prediction, and sometimes they're not correct. So melee, it's only a possibility. So melee, in the case of Mishnah, says that's why it's not an onus. In order to have a dinonus, it must be a vaga. But just a possibility, it doesn't get any dinonus. But according to the case of Mishnah, if by chile there will be a situation where it's a vaga, that if he doesn't draw out the blood from the other fellow, he will vaga die. There is no die. So then he'll be put off his sisters. He'll be put off his sisters. And I mentioned several times that from the kneeling in Sanhedrin it's much more like the Kesamishne. Not like Yosef. But one thing we see from the Rambam, that the Rambam distinguishes between the halacha of Pikach Nefesh and the halacha of Onus. So, in other words, The din of onus applies in Tavuz or in the Arayas and Shehudon. But the din of Pikach Nefesh, does not apply to Tavuz or the Arayas and Shehudon. Because the Rambam says, by Chere, if the Reichim said, Ewe before, Achiyabra Mizore, or Achiyabra or the Arayas, and then, so Zion or Yabra, Imoba Vulinera, just Chayavis, for Abizore, for the Arayas. So we see from that Rambam that the Rambam does not agree with the Shite of the Shite of the smart that Pikach Nefesh is Deichet in Israel of Israel. But he is Mechuyev Mitzah, the essence of Ba'atul Kyan Bechol Gof and Chol Napshecho to Mitzah Nefesh. No, the Zerzakosel from the Chol Napshecho is the clarity of the Halokhe that Pikach Nefesh is not Deichet in Israel of Israel. The hyper doesn't apply to other Israel. Then the Shiva Rambam. Otherwise, the Rambam wouldn't say, Asia will be Asia all. Now, if Pikach Nefesh is not Deichet, the Isaiah of Adam Zore, but it's only, it's not Deichet, but in case of Anosim, it's part of Onshin, because Onus Chachmel Patre, and Onus is only a Ptur of Onshin, is only a Ptur of Onshin, so the Bele, it should follow that by Anosim itself, if the Anos tells him, you be Eli Amizor, otherwise I kill you. So the Eves of Pikach Nefesh, not only Pikach Nefesh itself, but the Eves of Pikach Nefesh, when the Anos tells him, otherwise I kill you, is not Deiche, the Nisor Amizor. But even though it's not Deiche, it's even Nisor Amizor, but still, he's Mechuye to, if he is a bear, so then he is not high of onus, because onus rachmon et patre. Now the question is, the Rambam, regarding the Neach, so the Gemara has a bias, the Neach, the Tzuda, the Tzuda, the Tzuda, and then that took yourself to the Rambam, in the Gemara, according to the Rambam, here said the Gemara was patient, that the Neach is not in Tzuba HaKidish Hashem, even the Paresia. So if the Neach is forced to be in the Al-Mizore, otherwise he'll be killed, even the Paresia. So he is allowed to be in the Al-Mizore. And the Rai is from Naaman. So Elisha told Naaman that when he is together with his master in the base of Al-Mizore, then the master forces him to bow down to Al-Mizore, he is also allowed to bow down to Al-Mizore. The Beneach is not the Tzuba HaKidish Hashem. So it's Rosh HaRambam in the Tzal. Perikud Yuchas Melochim Halocha Beis. Beneach Shom Tziyaro Slavi Alachas Melitzvesha. Mutalim Lavi. Atu Lemena Slavi Lavizor Eime. Nifi Shem Yitzubi Nalkidish Hashem. Ule. So, Nifi Shem Yitzubi Nalkidish Hashem. So Mutalim Lavi. Why is Mutalim Lavi? If the Shifes HaRambam had been like the smart that Pikach Nefesh, just as in Deiche Kol HaTzelikut, is Deiche, the Yisr, is Deiche the Yisr of Avi Zore also, but it's only in Chir Vesel, Tafu Nidres, Afshechol, but the Yisr of Avi Zore per se is Nidre, So then we could explain, if we were to assume that the Shita Rambam means that Halacha b'chayve applies to the Lichur. So number one, we mentioned it, the Chayim says that, and the Arayas from the Rambam, that Halacha b'chayve doesn't apply to the Lichur. So the Halacha b'chayve nefesh, Deichet Yisurim, is the Yisroel Nebo, not for the Lichur. That's the Shita Rambam. So, why does the Rambam say the Leach Shon Tziyano Slavi Lachas Mitzvei? So, Muta Lavi, Afilu Nena Slavi Da Mizor Eilei. Why? Assuming, even if the Rambam, Shittas Rambam, had been like the Smak, that Pikvach Nefesh is the Yichem Zav Zor, it's only a Chiyu. It's a Chiyu of the Yese Afilu Nikras Nafshecho. But the deed of Kachlefesh Deichet Kolatelekoleh doesn't apply to the Leach. So, why does the Rambam say, B'Leach Shom Tziyano Slaver Lachat Mitzvah of Mutar Laver? And then the Shittas Rambam means, not like this man, the Rambam says, B'Tekash Ligabi Yechele, that even though the Reichim said, Eilu Rifuah Chiyavi Amizore, and he was not disemerish himself, so it's Chayim Rizet. Is Chayimitze. So we see that Tukach Nefesh is not Deicha Yisrael Rizor. If Tukach Nefesh is not Deicha Yisrael Rizor, even by Yisrael, how could it be Deicha by the Meach? And then the Shittas Rambam means that the whole Halacha of the Chayimitze doesn't apply to the Meach. And because of that, so according to the Rambam, if the Meach would be a Chayimitze in the Sakone, and the Reichim would say, yes, even the Chayim, so according to the Rambam, he will not be allowed to eat even Nachai. So why does the Rambam say, B'niach Shom Tziyano Slav Alach in Tzitz of Yudal Elabe, Afi Yudal Slav Yudal Mitzorayi? So obviously, it's not on the basis of the Chayve. The deal of the Chayve, first of all, Al Mitzorayi doesn't, the Chayve doesn't apply to Mitzorayi. And then the deal of the Chayve doesn't apply to B'niach. But it's because of one of the Chachmah the Patrei. But, Onus Chachmah the Patrei is only to Ravonishi. But it's not enough here. So obviously, according to the Rambam is really kind of Rambam. The Rambam sheet is that where is a room, so it's part of a bunch. But it's not different himself, it's not matter than himself. According to the Rambam, the Halacha of Onus Chachmah the Patrei implies not only that it's part of a bunch, as long as he has it in Onus, so the melee is Deichad in Satu. Is Deichad in Satu. So, if it's Deichad in Isser by the Leach, if the Halacha of Onus Chachmah the Patrei is Deichad in Isser by the Mizore, and is Deichad in Isser by Rayes, so, but Shechad Dome not, so that everybody says. I mean, the Ramban and the Chamri is the Mishnah, because Shechad Dome means because of my Chosich, so the melee cannot be Matir. So a din of onus cannot be matter the Nisar of Shechadomim, but a din of onus is Deicha the Nisar of Mizore, and is Deicha the Nisar of Arayas, by the Leah. So it's Deicha by Yisroel too, but Yisroel is Mitzuret to be Nisarefesh himself because of the Mitzvah of Kim Shashem, Mashayiki Beleah, he is not Mitzvah of Kim Shashem. So in other words, so we see that according to the Rambam, there is a difference between the Halacha of onus and the Halacha of Pikvach Nefesh. Pikvach Nefesh doesn't apply to Abi Yisroel Gila Arayas Yisroel. But the Halacha of Onus is Deicha even Abi Yisroel Gila Arayas Yisroel. Because it cannot be considered as a real Onus by Yisroel because of my Onus. So what kind of an Onus is it? But Masha'inke, Abi Yisroel Gila Arayas, if he has a din of onus, so maybe he has a din of onus gomor also. So, the din of onus is deicha the Yisrael of Avizor and is deicha the Yisrael of Arayas. But, he's mechuyah to be misrefesh himself because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and the Yisrael of Chil Hashem. But the Yisrael of Avizor per se, and the Yisrael of Arayas per se, is nitre al ideinus of Pikach Nefesh. Pikach Nefesh itself, without ideinus, is not Deicha Yisrael HaMizore. But the din of Enes of Pikach Nefesh, is Deicha Yisrael HaMizore. So that's the Shittas Rambam, in other words. The Ramban Shittas means that just as Pikach Nefesh doesn't apply to HaMizore and the Arayas, so the din of Onus doesn't apply to the to absorb the higher fever. Machine came, the Rambam says that the din of Venus, so does apply to Abizor and Darius. But he's still mechuyev to the Mitzvah Nefesh himself because of the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But the din of the Koach Nefesh Deiche, Koach Ekoe, does not apply to Abizor and Darius. That's why, in regard to Chaloyim, so, immobile the loyim makes, so he's higher the onshi. In regard to Anosi, he is not higher the onshi. He's not higher the onshi. Now we can understand why the Rambam, in the Kassiseya Atere, so he says, the Afa Pichay, Mitnei Sho'ova Be'enes, in Malkinei say, the Tzorchema, Shem Nisinei say, Besti, Afil Horad Be'enes, Shem Malkinu Memisin Aleiva Be'enes, Uve'edim Uvasroi, שנמר בניסי מזער המלך מנוסעתי אני אספונאי באישהו לפי השבוע לומדו ההוא בלאונוס ולשאי ולאימותי ומה אם אבינסקחובי שהוחמו בו מנהק אלוהי לידי סוגיינס הנחי את קורס מצורכים המסלפזני קל וחיבר לשום מיצרס אמור את בתאירו וברא ישועי נרלנר לססי דובו so he makes his two psuki one psuki in גרנר לססי דובו and the other psuki is or the drushing in the Teresian, in the parasha of Melech, in the Sati, is Konai Bolish Ahu. So, Ahu do we onus, Ahu do we shake it, Ahu do we miss it. Why does the Rambam have to mention both Pesukim? Isn't the Pesuk of Lanaro is as a double in all? Apparently, there are two halachas of onus. One halacha of onus is, I mentioned it before, the Sifri and the Pesuk, Lanaro is as a double, Kashi Yoko Mishal Rei, Yitzoch, 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 Chiv modest, Yashiyoko Misha Orei Yerutzoche Kin Adobar Hazeh. So this is he says, Lanaro is Asidobo Milamei Shupotamimisi. Eili Yalo Shupotamimisi, Nani Shupotamikores. Also Lanaro is Asidobo. And then he says, Eili Lanaro Chiv Milamei Shupotarapinako. Shupotarapinako. So the Daloche that the Tendomus is Potea of Onshi b'diodo, like a new onshi b'shemayim, like all the things b'shemayim is deduced from Lanaro is Asidon. But the aloche that anonymous is even put upon Korban, that is deduced from in Lanaro Chet, because there are two kinds of onus. There is one onus who is an onus gone, like Lara and Rosso, she's in somebody. So the Torah says, in Lanaro Chet, Mobes, Kashiyoko Misha already was talking about Razak. So the Kshish of Mikro is that the Nara Moroso that was raped is not in the Chitat. It's not Chayak to say she's in the Chitat. Just as you cannot say that if some Ruben killed Shimon, the Shimon is a Chitat. How is a Chitat? He's just a victim. He didn't do anything. He's not at fault. So, a Nara Moroso, she's in surveillance where she's completely focused. My other never. She had no choice. It was beyond her control. So then, she's not the chatas. Not only she's not the chatas. The mindset is not considered her mindset as a gambler, as a voluntary agent. It's considered as a mechanical act. And that's the reason as to why Rashi says, in Ksumas Dabdino, that the Kimatnai Venus is not the Kimatnai because of the Rahulis Asadobo. Because it's a mindset Venus is a mechanical act. It's not an act of the gavre the gavre, it's an act of the gavre the chetze, like the act of a stone that is hurled down by the wind upon a person and killed him. So not in the chetaz. That kind of onus is deiche the nisal ha-mizor. That kind of onus is deiche the nisal ha-mizor. Is deiche the nisal ha-mizor. But then, there is another, and that kind of onus is not highly called neither. So that's why the Sifri learns it out from the Pesuk Eil Anaro Chet Modes, because the Pshirish of Mikro Eil Anaro Chet Modes is that the Nara Moroso, she's in surveillance where she was completely focused, it was under control. So she's not a Chetaz, it's not her act as a Gavre, it's her act as a Chetze, it's a mechanical act, it's like the act of a stone that is thrown down by the wind upon a person. So, but then the Tiras Yan learns out from the Prophet Masakis, Kanai Bunisha Ru, Haruko Nishetik, Haruko Leonus, Haruko Lemute. So the Tiras Yan deduces that Onus is potter of Kores, Fire and Zore, Shevik is potter of Kores, Mute is. Mute means someone who is misguided. So he is potter of Kores. Now the Tirishelishbo is a Mute. So that kind of Onus is reduced together with Shevik. Shevik is a Chevik. Because that's the Gemara in Shabbos, in Chalgoda. There is a machlokes between Tanakam and Mumbes as to whether Tirishelishbo is an Akum. And then it becomes about Jure. So he was Mechal Shabbos, let's say, for so many years, whether he's Mechuyev to bring the Chavos. So the Tanakhama says yes, and Mumbes says no. So why does Mumbes say no? So he says, Mezit, Mezit, Nikro Haite, Vishedit Nikro Haite, Vichayev Kor, Yotso, Tinek Shemizba Ben Akum, Shemi Nikro Haite, Upota Mikro. What does, we don't pass like Mumbes, we pass like Tanakhama. What does Mumbes say? Because Shevik is highly called, because Shevik is a Chaytel. Shevik is a Chaytel. So, because Shevik, so he is at fault, he is not so culpably guilty as amazing. So amazing is called the Hoshe. A Shevik is not called the Hoshe. So it's a question of degree of guilt. But a Shevik is also at fault. What does Shevik mean? Somebody wrote and shouted. He didn't know that it's one of the best lawyers. Well, you're ruling the law, what do you mean? He didn't know. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. He should have learned, he should have found out. So he's at fault. He's not at fault as much as a real lady, but he's at fault. So he's highly called. Mashiach, you know, he's not at fault. I don't remember. But there is another kind of onus. So the onus that is deduced in the parasha of the Rabbanu verb, the Barbati is Ponai, the Ishai, the Ishai, Haubu, the Onus, Haubu, the Shei, Haubu, the Mite. So, this doesn't have reference to a real Onus and his Gomu of Adam Odema. That has reference to someone who is a dinonist. So, even Sheikh is Potter of Mise and of Kores because of the Loch of Onus. Actually, a Sheikh is Potter of Mise for two reasons. First of all, there is a separate tour of Kobo, and then there is every Sheikh has a din on us also. He's not an honest Kobo, but a din on us he has. So here the Safro learns out from the Pasuk in Gabi Melech, as Ponai Bin Shahu, Haul Belonus, Haul Belishaykh, Haul Belimute. The Machlekin between Mumbes and the Tanakami is whether Tinish Yishwin Akum is an honest Gomo, that's what Mumbes says. So maybe it's got of call. And Tanakame is also maybe as a Gino Bonus. But a Tinish boy is not an honest Gomo, even though he's a Tinish Yishbo. There are Kama Tinish Yishbos who somehow manage to learn the Torah. So the male, a Tinish Yishbo is not an honest Gomo. But he has a Gino Bonus, like Shemich, and every Shemich has a Gino Bonus. The Rambam says in the Chasishes, which is his oil shenem so the inis is mutarak baya. The chay in zin so the shayik is also mutarak baya. What did the shayik? Let's say she made a mistake. She thought it was her husband and it turned out to be another man. So she is mutarak baya. So the Rambam says, shashgogo tzad inis yeshgo. In other words, because every shgogo has an element of onus. He has a din onus. He's not an onus gogo. So the melee, the Rambam says, regarding the three Averes, that if the Anos forced him, otherwise he'll kill him. So if he was in there, so he's Potter of Onshi. So he's Potter of Onshi, Ben Yavizore, Ben Arayes, Ilish Rezon. And the Rambam says, the AFLP, Mekinshon Averes, El Malkinen says, then so chlema she misi may say best after a horror bears. Why did Raman say after a horror? Now it's needless to mention. Oh, but I'm resort of Venus, he's what I'm watching. Needless to mention. Mikala Rayas of Algala Rayas be Venus, he's what I'm watching. But he wish to have done in Venus, he's also what I'm watching. In other words, there was a sword to say that if Janos forced the Jew to believe that his own advice would be killed, and he didn't let himself be killed, so he's put off. If Janos forced the Jew to be Nikola Reyes, advice would be killed, and he was Nikola Reyes, so he's put off. But if Janos told Ruben, you kill Shimon, otherwise you'll be killed, and then Ruben killed Shimon in order to save his life, he is high on Shimon. There is this one. So Rambam tells us, a few horror things. Why should we say that vis-a-vis Shlichus Domin, so he is high on Shimon, and vis-a-vis Abizore, Gilarayes, he's put on Shimon. The Aloche of Yod Moyavar applies to all the three of them. So why should there be a distinction between Shechus Domin and Abizor and Yerachayis? So obviously, Shmitz Rambam means that there is a distinction. In regard to Abizor and Yerachayis, so the Aloha of the Chayvah doesn't apply to Abizor and Yerachayis. But the Aloha of Bonus does apply. And not only the Aloha of Bonus does apply. And Melech, since he has a deal of Bonus, so it's matter the himself of his own, it's they have his own, and it's they have his own. Mashiach Kish Rizomi, and he cannot say that if he has a deal of Onus, so the male is considered an Onus Gomor also. Because at all, how can Onus Gomor by definition means it's not his fault? How can we say in regard to Rizomi it's not his fault? Why is that his fault? Because instinctively he is disposed to preserve his life more than instinctively disposed to preserve the life of the other fellow. But our being that the nefesh of the other fellow is as precious as his life. So why should he be considered my other Rebbe? So it goes without saying that his Abishah is dominant. So even though the alternative would be being killed or even sustaining all the Yisurim in the world, so it doesn't become an Onus Gomor of my Havel Neva. Why? Because of my Chosis. Mashiach in regard to Abizore and Gilarayas, even though Pikach Nefesh per se is Nadeichad in Yisrael Abizore and is Nadeichad in Yisrael Abizore, but since a Din Onus he has, so the Mele, if he has a Din Onus, so he should be considered as an Onus Gomor also. So that's why the Rambam says, "Veinzorch lima." Ba'af al pichayim kishova, ve'inesim al kireisim, veinzorch lima sheminisim insibes. Loi liboyo kibes to mention, if he was in the Ranavizor and Arayet Veines, so then the Zimenes is Matya v'Nitzalanzor. But if Nechuyek is Nitzanezish himself because of Kibish Hashem, so naturally he cannot be Chayimonsu, because for Kibish Hashem, for Chil Hashem, there is no Nitzel, there is no Malki. But even Horatim, so they are the Dinonus, cannot be the Yechadim of Shechus Domin. But there is another Aloche, of Vinosatius Ponal Boishahu, Haudu Lonus, Haudu Sheikh, Haudu Mute. Even if he is not an Onus Domin of Pai Havon Levan, Sheikh, the Donus and Mute are all implicitly the same thing as Akosu of Vinosatius Ponal Boishahu, just the Dinonus. So if by Shechus Domin were certainly not an Onus of Pai Havon Levan, he's certainly at fault. But a Dinonus he is, so mainly he is Potter. Really, it's quite a bunch. Now, just a few more minutes. Now, the Geras Kibish Hashem. There was one contemporary of the Rambam who, at that time, so the government in a certain country, in one of the Muslim countries, issued a decree that every Jew who is in this country has to make a declaration. Adishem hu elokim, u'machmed hu nevi elokim. And anyone who refuses to make that declaration, machmed hu nevi elokim, will be killed instantaneously by the sword. I mean, that was it. And there was one contemporary of that. So, some Jews were misanthropic themselves. Many Jews were not misanthropic themselves. So one contemporary of the Rambam, so he passed it, that those Jews who did not give up their lives and they remained in that country, in that Muslim country, because they didn't want to be killed by sword of the Arabs. So they are, you know, moving about their country with the Yenoglai Neser and Pitam Pasnochli and the Apostle Ades, like regular Lumal Avila. So the Rambam is very evident about that Pesach of the contemporary of the Rambam. So then the Rambam recommends that contemporary as to why is one category, our soils and rabbis, is not called. Then the Rambam proceeds to discuss the essence question. So it says, the Rambam says, so the Rambam passed that the Jews were not required to give up their lives. And that they could make that declaration. Could make that declaration, he says, because making such a declaration did not involve any Amrizah. They did not force the Jews to make to be Ivid Amrizah. All they required the Jews was to make a declaration that Mahmed is enough. Of course, Mahmed is not enough. Mahmed is enough, Hashem. So, in other words, so that is not a reason. Alright, so that is not a reason. Of course not. If somebody will say he believes in a Nodi Hashem, so he will not become a Nodi Hashem. Let's say there were Jews in the time of Shabbat Tzvi who believed that Shabbat Tzvi was the Mashiach and he was a Nodi and so on. They were not taking a Hashem. Some of them later on were converted themselves to Christianity. So they became the Avizorim and they converted themselves into Christianity. But the mere belief and even declaration that one believes in the Novi Asheker does not make an Avizorim. That goes without saying. But the question against the Rambam is, but Allah is in the Zikzeres Hashma and Mishab Lavir. So then, Manar Kesebi Nisame is Novi Nisanefesh. So why should making a declaration that Mahmed will be a king be less than Arkansas and Sana? That's the time.